Rishus of Mari, Walding by Simon Tzang Dalad Sirches. Beis Yosef brings down Ben Yerucham, that brings down the Maisa Shehoyo, by the case of a Gvina, that falls on top of a Tana of Penadish, that the Locha is only Kedei Klipo. Why is it bringing down for? So he goes on further to Beis Yosef and contrasted first the case of a Sakin, we cut it with a piece of meat, with a knife, over there the case of Kuloi. So he says over there the two differences. By sakin, number one, you have dukha, the sakina, the pressure of the knife. And number two, by the sakin, you have mamosh at the top of the sakin. Therefore, this halacha is the case of klipo. Now, the mechaber goes on, quoting the Beis Yosef that he has over here as mamshech, that not only the case of a panadrish case of klipo, even a case of karo will also be a case of a klipo. Those are two points in the Beis Yosef. Therefore, the mechaber brings down two different halachas. He has a case of gvina falls on top of a panadish, and a case of gvina that goes on top of a plate. So let's divide the two halachas separately. The first case, the gvina that falls on top of a tanish or panadish. What is the exact mikra? What is the exact case over here? So a simple understanding of the taz and the shacht is a machlokes what the case over here is. That means you could say the same thing, I'm prima gadim, but pash says the chaznish or the balash rochon, or the achonim say there's a machlokes what exactly the case over here is. The Taz seemed to understand, his words are, he felt on a korosh of basa, meaning you have a case of panadish, a piece of meat, that was inside an oven, the meat came out, and now the gvina is in this oven over here. Just on the tanner itself, not on top of the piece of meat. The way the shach understands the kimto, it fell the gvina on the panadish itself. That means the Taz understanding it fell in the tanner shell panadish, there's no panadish there anymore, it's just the oven of the panadish. Mashenki, the shach understands, it fell on the panadish itself, on the piece of meat itself. So now we have two options to understand it. Let's take each one by itself. First, the Taz. Taz's idea fell on top of the gvina, fell on the tanish of panadish, on this kor itself. Then the Maisa, how come long the Yad Yudah says the Ikib Shad is that way? That's how the Baruch Shulchan says Ikib Shad. That is Ikib Shad. Not like the Shach. What's Halacha? Halacha here is that we have two things here, the Kli, with the case of the gvina. Negate to the Kli, the Tan over here, the Loch is a case of only Kli Klipo. What is the reason of why they're saying it over here for? They're coming along and saying,
I keep us interchanging the word Tanner and Kli.
That's both the same thing.
Well, one is a Kli region, and the Tanner is an oven, which is fire.
So the Sefer will discuss the case of Kli we'll get to. But right now we're discussing the Tanner itself. Right, the two cases in the Shulchan
Aruch. Tanner again. What is the Tanner?
Kli region Mamish.
In other words, a fire, the oven.
Yeah.
So then the plate is also a fiery plate.
Well, the Shach will say even a hot plate. Now, come over here, we have a case that the Gvina fell on top of the Tanner, or the same case of Klipo. Why did not want to say Gvina on top of a Penadish? So when I couldn't say very simple, we come along with Ben Yerucham, and the Shach is a massive Chiddush over here. The Gvina fell on top of Penadish, what's the Lachab Sli? We know Sli, everyone's Simon Kufay, Siftal is Natilo. If it's Kafush, Rishom is Kuloi. How in the world do we get a case of Klipo over here? Could we have a Ben Yerucham that says it? Well, Ben Yerucham is not coming to Mechanish anything. He said, the Maishoyu, he passed in Zalocha. There's no other Mekarish and Shas or the Rishon that says the idea that a case of a Gevina gives off less, and therefore be the Halacha of a Klipo into Panadish, that's a massive finish over here. It has no Svar for it, has no Mekar for it, there's no reason for it. And therefore, they come along and say the idea over here is that there's no reason to Mechal between Panadish and Gevina and anything else. It's the same Halacha. There's no Svar to Mechalik. Therefore, the idea over here is, a Gvina that falls on top of a case of a Kli, anything that falls on top of a Kli, there'll often be a case of a Klipo. In the Panadish, Avadi won't say that. That's the regular case. A Panadish, if it's Kocha, should be Netilo. If it's Shaman, be a case of Klipo. So first, the Yisoid over here, that Achorim is saying in the Taz, is that first of all, we have a Gvina that falls on top of the Taner is Klipo. A lot of Gvina, anything is Klipo. That's how the Achorim explain anything. That's Aleph. Second is, now, once we have a minig over here, that by kochish, what's halacha is klipo or natilo. By shaming, what's halacha is kuloi. This gvina is kochish. Let's say it's shaming. What would the halacha be? The shaming is that will come along to ask a kuloi. That means the gvina of the halacha is kochish, only klipo is kochish. If it's shaming, be kuloi. Therefore, according to our minig, we hold in the vikiyim. By kochish to shaming. What would the halacha be in this case? Kuloi. That means once you understand the Taz not being mechanish any specific din over here, true the Mechaber says the Gvina Tabla Tana is Klipa, but for us it won't make a difference. unless they have some rubo kadam, all the klam we know in some kofei sif zayin over there or sif tes. Depend the creator. The loch what?
Is
the rabbanon? I'll be enel
mekiyim.
Depend the klam. If it's the rabbanon, when it's kochesh vada, you'll be meikel. Have some.
Where's the rabbanon?
If it depends, if it's swap shemnus, we have success. If it's a vada shemnus, we only have some rubo. If we have klam shabai. The Meister comes out, the feeder of mold is no chilek. And when you come along, it says the Yad Yehuda, says about Bar Shulchan, the loch over here that we're saying that the Gvina on top of the Tanner, the loch is going to be a case of the Klipa. Us, the Ashkenaz, we all by Shomein, the loch will be Kuloi. Therefore, in and of Bekim, will have the same clone as Simukur face of Zayin and Sifes.
But it's Gvina.
There's no special thing Gvina.
But Gvina it has.
Again, this, the Taz is saying it's the same clone over here. Not going to the shop. We get the shop over here. So what? So what's the loch of Bada Kochosh? So we said, if it's the rice, so it's have success. If it's the abonon, have success. We need a clone. Whatever you said, the kofes is like. Is it? Greenick, is it sure? I don't know. For me, it's very fatty. For me, I don't know what the difference is. We're a shayla when in kofes in the Kivege brought down, put on the shach sheet.
No,
not as
the dill
gvina.
Is gvina
shamina? Why is gvina? We have a milk. What is milk?
Was that the same thing, gvina?
I mean, milk turns into gvina.
Right.
But I don't know what machlokes my milk is. We have the stewards. We have stewards. We had a shell among the rishonim and the right. Paiskim. We had no real mascara sign the shach and sign the taz. So you can tell me we were baki in gvina, when shach itself we're not even sure.
That's is milk.
That's milk. I assume it's the same thing. I would say the same thing, and they were not sure. So the cholapach is shach shemunus. Shach shemunus for my machmas. I don't want to say the raisa. Have some rubo with my pimeikel. That's negated to the tan over here. Negated to the panadish. What's the lacha? The gavina. We always have two things. We have the tan. We have the panadish. Or really the case. So let's say gavina touches panadish, but not the taz's case. The coin to the shach. Come out the coin to the taz. It's a regular lacha. Food touches food. According to us and the bekiim. If it's kachas shaman loch b'shishim, there's no special din over here. That means whole loch is miyuchid in the mechaber according to the taz, and us who don't have any mekim, we might still be machmer taz. Yeah. Come on now, the other side. Let's go to the second side. Bikula.
Cool.
The second side now. Shakim long says a massive chiddush over here. He come along and says the side over here is a gvina fell on top of panadish, and what's halacha? Gvina has a special characteristic trait that can only go a case of a klipa. Gvina is special. And that's how the Pri-Chodesh went, that's the going on the page went. And we learned Simon Kofei over there on Sif Dalet. We saw the locha of the Tila. And Kveig over there says, however, Gvina, no, that's a case of Klipo. Why? Sending us the Shach over here, the Smechab over here. That means Kveig says, Gvina has special powers, or I guess less powers, special lack of powers over here, special property that only goes a case of Klipo over here. That's how he understands it. Now, that's the get to the panadish itself. They get the gvina, what the loch will be? They get the gvina. So it comes along the shach and says, well, if the panadish is kofish, what will the loch be? By the gvina? If the loch is the tilo, like every case of tzli. If so, says the Dagmavavav Chavadas, what about according to our minig, that we hold inu nebekiyim ben kofish l'shomein, what's the loch? The loch will be also a case of shishim in this situation. It will be the klom of shishim, or a loch of kofesiv zayin. Now, Kamal Mufayis can say that once that's our anhog over here, that the we're being machmen and bekiim, let's now switch back to the case. We're saying the aloha to gvino will be machmen. Gvino to panadish, aloha is klipo. What about according to our minik? Once we have a minik over here that says, ain't no bekiim, a kolosho shomain, are we going to have a special head to gvino against panadish? I mean, make them the mouth of panadish only in case of a klipo. A special din over here. Ain't no bekiim. It's Kamal Mufayis, it says, Ramah Echlami did not say anything over here. We semich on what he wrote on semich kofei sefei in the mekiyim, and therefore we also will not have the heter the kula of gavina inside panadish in the mekiyim. We're always machmer even in case of kofish has a get of shavu meisah to be machmer. That means it come out. If we go this way in the shach, we will not have this kula. What other kula? Either kiveger over there and semich kofei sefdal says it. He's writing the words of the mechaber. Don't say in the words of the Ramah. He said, on the Mechab that said Lachan Atila, I am the Mechab that said by Gvina the case of Klipo. But also in the Bekim, says the Dagmavava, Send the Chavadas. The Maisa says, let's be Machme in the Bekim. Come on by the Shulchan, he wants a Taino. Maisa, I'm over here, sell some. And Chavadas wants to be arrived in the case of Simit Tzadik Alf Sefei. Oh, this is Eno Bekim, discussing Malicha on Gvino, on Basar. And we see over there, say Eno Bekim. That's okay. Prim Godom, Kivegad of it. But Chavadas, everyone being arrived, we still eat Eno Bekim. Says the by the Shulchan, Gvino and Apekim. Everyone knows what Gvino is. Cheese. Why is it enemakim? Which one by meat, enemakim, piece of meat? What's lean, what's fat? I have no idea. What? No, I don't. No, but they're saying even if we know it's shaman, I don't care, still the loch is gvina's gvino. Gvina has a special property, it can only be a case of klipo. So who cares? Everyone knows what cheese is. They've once time this halacha, the steamers of the Ramah is my stream mekel. In Chanami, case of gvina falls on top of. Panada should be a case of only klipo. Anyone knows what Gvino the mice is?
Like Vade.
Right. Therefore, I know that there was a truth that went around a couple of years ago of a guy who had a pizza fell on top of a piece of meat. What's a loch over there? Do you ask how much do you ask the meat over here? Is the klipo not taken a vow? How do we pass it? At the end of the day, we have a shach, we have a taz over here, we have the mechab them all. The mice, how do we pass it on the day when cheese touches meat? So I point out, we really a loch at the end of the day, we have two things you have to worry about. Number one, how do you pass in the mechaber? And number two, how do you pass in the amal? Maisa, to pass in the mechaber is machal yistaz and shach. Kivegel maisa was make like the shach. Atzal ha-shein in the chaz and ish. And the Shulchan says, no, we go like a taz. And there is no special kulo or gvino inside basar. And number two, even if you want to say like we go like the shach, there's a second time over here. In the Ramal's world of Ein and Bekiyim, come on the Paiskel Maisa, one time we should be machmor over here, the Chavadas is still saying we should be machmor or gvina top bosom inside the sugi of Ein and Bekiyim. So the Maisa, at the end of the day, true, we know there's a Kiveg and Kofay Sedal, it's going to be Mekel, the whole box of Machaber. At the end of the day, to be Semich on the school is very schwer. Semich on the school is very hard. Because number one, Machalik Tan Shach in the Machaber. And number two, even in the Ramal's world, even go like the Shach, maybe even the Ramal agrees Ein and Bekiyim still to be machmor.
No, but Rama says cheese is a special.
That's what the Baruch says, maybe, but he himself passed like anyway like a taz. You have to realize the Baruch says no.
The Rama says that the gavina has a category of its own.
Has a category of a klipa.
Right.
That's what Mechaber says. Right.
That's the Rama says.
The Rama doesn't say anything over here. Kept quiet. So again, the point out, like Bali says, yeah, no, we say Bekim in Rama, except he passed like a taz. So at the end of the day, the Peskim Maisa and the words of Prima Gadol over here says, Maisa, we have a Simit Tzadik Alef Sefei, we do not see, we seem to say Ein Bekiyim. At the end of the day, his words are, we do not see any Moira Rabbi Mechabdin Kvina or anything else. Lo Shemanav Lo, you know, except sometimes a test and Smicha is a question. But otherwise, practically, you never hear Moira Rabbi Mechabdin Kvina or other things, unless he's a real Bucky likes being Mitzarif and throwing it in. But otherwise, the Oilam seems to not Mechalik. Again, either because the Taz holds no Chalik, or even the Shach holds is a Chalik, maybe it's only Mechab, but not the Moshito. That's the first half of the Mechaber, which Aloch is not too practical. Kamalong says now a second half, which is very, again, Aloch Lamaiso. He Kamalong says, not Aloch Gvina fell on top of a plate. What's Aloch? Aloch is only case of a klipo. Gvina on a plate, Aloch is only Kamalong to ask a case of a klipo over here. Now, when it falls on this plate, first the plate over here, hot or cold, so Shach says, even if it's hot, both mat, side the Gvina's hot, side the plate's hot, the mice only case of a klipo over here. Why are we saying this halacha? Why is this case over here for? So the taz, this first case, is gvina top of a tanner. A second case is gvina top of a ka'ara. What's the stuff on the seif over the ratio? Says the Prim Gadol, he. Same thing. Same case. Just like this, just like that. Same thing. Coming with the shach, it says, what's the stuff? It says, big difference. The first case is gvina on top of a panadish. Gvina is food and goes inside a panadish. The mat that goes in is the only case of a klipo. Who in the case of a kara, the most that can go in or transfer is also only a case of a klipo. Come tell you the concept that kalim will only affect the amount of a klipo. They self over here. The case over here, the kavina is only going to ask the case of a klipo. That's a self over. And looking at it's not worse than the case of kavina type panadish than the case of a klipo over here. Now, just to understand what that means, it's coming with shach over here, and he sends it to Aloch and Simakur face of Zayin. The case of it didn't know something to Balea. In below we have two things. We have an oichel that's belaya, and we have a kli that's belaya. When we have an oichel that's belaya, yeah, then over there it depends if it's kachesh or shamein. If the case over here, if it's kachesh, the maisa would not come out. That's just happening down over here. If it's shamein, it comes out, and how much will come out? And shamein, when it's belaya by oichel, how much does it come out?
Shishim.
Right, shishim. Mitzkochish won't come out. Shomen might come out of the case of Shishim. That's the gate to Eichel. The gate to Kalim. What's the loch in the gate to Ablio? Kalim Lamar, in Simon Kofes of Zion, says, the Mice, it comes out. Comes out. How much does it come out? The Mar doesn't say. Coming the shach over here and over there and says it's coming from the saloch over here, the makor from here, from a kli, when it's kochish, the bli inside, it comes out only a case of klipo. That means it's a chiddush. It's better than oichel that comes out when it's kochish, but it's worse than oichel. How much comes out? Only a case of a klipo. Only a case of klipo. Why does it come out? The shach and taz over there bring it down. Since it does not have its own blias and plitas, therefore it'll come out even though it's a case of kochish. I mean, the words I'm over there is she'ena shomis kofish, the mice will come out. Now again, how much did it come out? It comes out in the case of a klipo. Therefore, the example we've said over numerous times, you have your cholent that's being heated up on Shabbos, it's on top of your blechel there, it's a metal cholent pot, covered like your parents have, you put a chal on top of it, you want to warm it up, what happens is the chal is fleishiks, goes straight through into your chal, in the case of a klipo, the fleishiks. Plus your fleishik chal. So we didn't mention that there is no challah. So Berkut says a massive chiddush that he wants called from the Ashiv. They say from the Ashiv that a cross has a get of clearly kli, and clearly kli won't go. But the pasha is Stephen's alpaiskim, not the way that any kli to a case of an oichel over here will go a case of a klipo. Therefore, that itza is to put silver foil in between, and then it'll be a case of the case of the.
So
you probably loved it. So your case over here of a kli, the ghost is still full, it's clearly kli, and then in a chal, the mice only powerful. That means that each of they say you want to heat up something, put still full in between. Fine. Now that's the case when the bleas, let's say your children is cockroach. Right, this is really children. But let's say over here you have a case that your children is shumming, and went inside the kli, so now it goes inside the kli, goes into your chal, how much should go inside?
Something.
How much should go inside? Do you say by the case of Eichel of Blua, when it's kochish won't go out, when Shama goes out Kuloi, here by Kli, it does go out with kochish, does it go out in the case of Kuloi? So the Kivege over here brings down this question. The Shach over there, and Kuf face of Zayim, brings it down and says Tzorchian. The Shach over here also says Tzorchian, he's following what exactly says Tzorchian upon. What's the local case of Shamin? To go to Echala fully over here. So, true, the Shach end of Tzorchian, but we saw over there the Pesach Tshuva.
Even
Shamin,
it's out of the
Kli. Right, so it goes out of the Kli into Echala. It's a thing that's shaman over here.
Shouldn't be worse than food.
Well, not worse than food. The mice that Pesach Tshuva over there brought down, that the Noidi Behuda says in Tshuva, quoting a Magavam in Hilchos Pesach, and the Magavam over there says, Vaday goes out only in case of a klipo. Therefore it says, Ein Savag Moitzim De Vaday, the Savag of the Shach not take away the Vaday of the Magavam, therefore the case only in case of klipo. Hagam, you look up the Loch in Hilchos Pesach, over there the Mishavua says, Ula Yish L'chalik, the Magavam is only being makel by Pesach, because over there, it's a suga pitum, the isamach was atma, it's only a case of kochish. Fine. But ech shiyah, there are ways to bechad, so there's no raya. But at the end of the day, l'chol pachas, by the page by us, the place can be ikago, is like the peskachuv, the nebi yudah, the kli to eichel, when it's a blue over here, by the case of a kli, whether kochish, whether shaman, loch is a case of klipa.
I feel the shaman.
You feel the shaman klipa, and where they're getting from, this aloha, this mechab over here, that's the game this kanta from. Now, once we understand this, let's go back now to Taz in the Sith beforehand.
Even though the
Fila
Taz, the whole thing's not right
because
it's cheese.
Correct. No, but fine. But it's still the Chabad says it, right? Clean the both times. But no, but he, no, these are, no. The Taz, why? The Taz holds no chalak
of it. Cheese is different.
No, the Shach holds the cheese is different. No, but the Shach says that you're learning from Madach Shach is Eichel Koshkin in case they get to Kalim. That's what he said. We're learning it out from one another.
But how can you learn out the Chalak, which is not cheese?
No, because just like by Gvino, which is real food, and we're saying the mouth goes only klipa, kelim betz was not food. Right, so it's a kolshkin, looking out from. Now we'll go back to the sif beforehand. The Taz quotes Yamshu Shlomo. Also in the Sif Kofes of Zayin, the Shach also quotes Yamshu Shlomo. But the same exact Yamshu Shlomo. The Shach in this Sifon Chopes, the Taz by us, Sifon Yudalit. Yamshu Shlomo's words are like this. You have a case of a spoon. They put inside your oyes inside your daichin. The case of your oyes and daichin is blea basar. The case of your calf, also ben yoma, is blea chalav. The locha is the calf asses the oyes and daichin, and the oyes and daichin asses the calf. Let's think about it for a second. We have two bleas ben yoma, one's bas, one's chalav. So kaf is blias of a case over here is cholov. So the aser, the blias go out inside the oyes and doichen. Right, does it go out from the kaf into your oyes and doichen? The blias go inside your food. Somebody, yes. Mm-hmm. What kaf? The blias of cholov is going inside your food oyes and doichen. The blias goes in. It goes inside. It's aser, very good. Oyes and doichen has blias over here. Does it go inside your kaf?
Mm-hmm.
What? No, it doesn't go inside. Because the kachosh doesn't go out. Right, it doesn't go out. So come on, the Tazan says, both are osir. Come on, the Shach says, both are osir. Side the oiz and doich, side the kaf. It's kasha.
I know.
It's kasha. So you read the words of the Taz, what's the Taz words? What's that one over here? He's discussing a point of klisheni, to write the Dove Gush, klisheni, very nice. But the words just doesn't make any sense over here. So there are numerous mahalchim among the achoinim that can stand it. Pash is the best. Havon la locha, the Kamal Gupim Gorman says, Enechanami shug de loshan lokat, which says, Oyez and Doichin, it's belay of a cholov, it's belay of a cholov, means the real cholov there. Although it doesn't make any sense.
It's not belua?
No.
Where is
Hashem says belua?
It doesn't mean that. Yeah. So, and the Chavdah says, everyone has a mahal from an answer, but the best answer I found so far was Pim Gorman. It doesn't mean that.
Shug de loshan lokat.
Taz Baras, I
understand.
What
happened?
What happened again? You have a Oyez and Doichin, a bowl of rice. The words are always a blay with cholov. They put a spoon inside, that's blay of basar.
So now it's not blay, it's real cholov.
So it's real cholov. So what happens? Real cholov, because that's the spoon and the blay is going inside the fire.
The
air
is that real cholov in there.
So the
not, right. Not blay is a cholov,
no.
Real cholov.
Right.
Yeah. That's what the air is. Aizah no. Says that.
Oh, I just want to say that. That's Pshat. That
in the
Ara
is what real cholov.
Fine. That's answer Kansiv Ches. Again, the story we have to know from Ziv Ches, the concept, they have to realize by Tzli, what's Halacha, by Tzli, the concept is always Netila and Shishim. If you answer Shishim and the Kli, you made a mistake. How into Kalim? From a Kli? Into Kli or out of a Kli? Both ways? Klipo. That means into Kli, the Halacha will be in case of Klipo, out of Kli, the case of Klipo.
And Blias of food going out, zero.
Blias of Kochish won't go out, Shishim goes out Kulay. Fine. Ziv Ches over here, coupling the base, Yosef bring down the mice of the Monachai. He comes up and said the case where a person has dvash cooking inside his chavis of Benyamin Basari, then he pours it into a karo of chalavi basari, what's halacha? He says the mice, it's mutter. The way the Mordechai says why it's mutter, because honey and meat are nice to have of gam. We have this halacha in Sim Kof Gimel, Sim Dalet. Beis Yosef says we do not need this reason. The reason why it's mutter, mitzvah the sugya of not benat de tero. The first idea of the fact they saying that dvash and basar are nice to have of gam, we point out Sim Kof Dalet. It's not that Siv Gimel, Siv Kuf Gimel, Siv Dalet, it's not that simple. Everyone says, you want to make good meat, you put honey inside. Right? Everyone has a wife, will they have to make meat? Put honey inside, tastes very good. So there are different ways of answering it, but we pointed out then, the nice Kalem and Siv Gimel bring down Maril Isis Kasha. And therefore, once a time, there's a case of only Mashkel Shom Tvas, Mad. It's not a case of Tvas itself. And at the end of the day, the Amos only make it by case of Hes Tegodel. Did not we be Semich of Neitam of Kam, let's have Tegodel. So come on the Paiskim, once we have the Amos, you have to think about it. The Ramallah Meister, at the end of the day, he does not hold. I mean, there are two terms over here. We have a heter of Nois Tam of Gam, we have a heter of Naparnat. That's Beis Yosef, that's Mordechai. Mitzad the heter of Nois Tam of Gam, Ramallah does not hold of it by the case of Tvash and Balser. As Simkuv Gimel Sadali says, it's only by the case of Hefzer Godel. The Sugi of Naparnat by the case of Eroi, the Ma also, when Simkuv case of Gimel, is Machne Sugi of Eroi. So both the terms does not hold of. It does not hold the heter of not the Beis Yosef. Not the head of the Mordechai, not the Tam of Kam, not the Sugya not by not. So over here, what's the Locha? We make or not? So Maisa Poikim say he saw some over here, and Maisa agrees to be Mekel. That's what the Shach speaks out. Why he says, because now we have a Tzira for two reasons to be Mekel. By not, he agrees, Maisa B'diyev is Mutter, Maisa B'diyev is Machmer. By the Sugya, by Dvashin, Basar, Maisa only has to Godel. Has to Godel means Mekel, they can be Semich upon it. Here we have two things, the Maisa together, therefore we Mekel. However, they do point out, there's a drop nafkamina between the Mechab and the Ramo. Is it, can you do this case l'chadchilo?
That Babat is not l'chadchilo.
Right, that comes out of the nafkamina, they point out. According to the Mechaber, the one time it could be done l'chadchilo.
It was not
l'chadchilo. And that's the Koyek Yichonu says, do l'chadchilo. Masha'inkin, but the Shulchan said, if the Ramo, Echnami, this Shach's Avon in Ramo, meaning this halach is only good b'diyev and not l'chadchilo. I mean, true, he left it sosom over here and agrees, but the words of the Mechaber did not say, do l'chadchilo. Therefore, agrees that halacha will come out enough kamin the mechaber agree can be done l'chadchilo, and the mall come out can only do it in the case of b'diavad over here.
Although he has to tzuruf.
Yeah, because the ma'aser at the end of the day still don't do it. We might as well chayshish.
Sorry,
we don't do napa. What is dad? He wants mitzvah of the sheet that there's no sugya of. That means. Now, if the case in this kiloach, in that case, maybe it will be even more like kiloach. But now, the case in this kiloach, might agree to be machmer. Fine. Maestro Adkan, we just finished Tag Dalet. That means we did Tag Gimel, Tag Dalet, Tag Kei, Kavav, Kav Zayin. We have Chazor for 10, 11 days over here. Bereshem, we have a Chabura on Wednesday on Kavav, Kav Zayin. Thursday, we have a Bris. Sunday, we have a Chazor on Tag Gimel, Tag Dalet, Tobi Greenberg. Where? And then, Monday, Chazorah. And then Wednesday, we'll have a test. I'm sure everyone's well, waiting to do Chazorah and can't wait to acquire the Simon movie on the Flock Rabble.